Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Da 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 Da. Come on down to The Price Is Zeit. Yeah. There you go. I'm Jack. That's Daniel.
Hey.
And we also have Sophie.
Hi.
Hey.
Woo.
What's up, gang?
Oh, you know, not a mooch. Just excited to talk trans.
Not a mooch.
Not a mooch.
Not a mooch.
That's a lie. You are a mooch.
Oh, jeez. Bomb drop.
This is so corny.
I know. I've had a very dad joke full day today.
Yeah, the show was killer. There was bomb drops galore.
I love dad jokes.
Mm. You'll find
just
out
not
on Monday.
That one.
South by Southwest is trending because it's canceled. Started the day talking about how a bunch of brands had backed out, and people were kind of excited because it meant that it was going to go back to the olden days when it was just the people there getting drunk and watching music and watching movies, and then they canceled it because why would you have it without the brands? The brands are what bring the magic, you know? That's what makes it cool.
Amen. Especially these days.
Yes. It seems like the virus has been mostly contained in the Chinese province where it first appeared because there were no new cases being reported outside of the capital city. So that's the good news. The bad news is how they got there.
Right.
Lots of penning people in their homes. So that's scary.
Not my favorite.
Not my favorite. I don't want to be penned in my home. That was 56 million people in that province.
Right.
So
would you
yikes.
Would you do that on your own though?
Pen myself?
Well, I mean,
if I was sick?
Yeah.
No. I am sick and I'm still just out here licking all the door handles.
No, you're not. You're doing Jack's doing the most amazing thing, everyone, that I would love. I love to take a video of. He like opens the doors with his elbows.
Oh yeah.
Right.
Playing it super safe.
It's amazing.
Playing it the safest.
I mean,
the safest.
I guess we could find a silver lining that people are definitely washing their hands more, which is also how did you not do that before?
Yeah.
What were?
I think we all did. I think we're all guilty of this.
But they've put out those like PSAs, like wash it with hot water and sing happy birthday. Like, were you, how?
Yeah, now we have to sing happy birthday twice.
Yeah.
Precaution. I'm like, what was happening before?
Precautions need to be taken.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like the stuff you teach your kids when they're young. You think it sticks with them forever, but eventually we get lazy about it. And then everybody needs a reminder every once in a while. And I guess it's a pandemic that causes that reminder.
And so much of
use of pandemic.
God bless.
So much of what we teach our kids, or at least what I learned as a kid, is lies that you end up
that's
just
true.
Being like, well, none of this is true. And then you have to learn it all over again.
What's the weirdest lie from your childhood that you thought was true?
I don't know. Probably something religious.
My brother told me that if I put two fingers on my temples of my head that I could make my brain explode, and I believed it for like 10 years.
Well, but that's true, though.
Depends on how hard you're pushing.
I was going to say,
that's just straight up true.
Have you seen Game of Thrones? I'm straight up traumatized by it.
Right. Oh, my God.
Anyway.
Right. Solid point.
So this is the last chance we'll have to talk about primary, and things are changing quickly.
Right.
So something I've been waiting for and checking throughout the week ever since Super Tuesday is the 538 model, which takes all the different polling, all the different results, the endorsements, all that shit into account. And it had been frozen since Super Tuesday, and they were apparently adding in the possibility of volatility because it's been so volatile to this point. And even when they add in all that volatility, Biden has an 88% chance to win the nomination outright, 10% chance it's a contested convention, which is as good as Biden winning it outright because they're not going to give it to Sanders.
No.
And there is a 2% chance that Bernie gets the nomination. So that's what I would have guessed. And then I started like getting this spark of hope that things might not be as grim as all that. And maybe they're not. 538 definitely underrated Trump's chances in the primary in 2016. But I feel like Trump did better than Sanders has done to this point. But
yeah, I remember you saying that 538 was one of the only places that was genuinely giving Trump a chance in the first place. Even if it was a low chance, they were at least aware of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, they gave him a in the 30s chance, 30% chance
right.
to beat Hillary in
right.
that mm-hmm. in the general election, whereas the New York Times and all those places were like, it's 1 in 1,000, man, Hillary all the way.
And just to repeat, what was the percentage that they were giving Sanders to win the nomination?
What, just now?
Just now.
2%.
That's really
it's
low.
It's 1 in 50. Yeah,
that's
very low.
That's very low.
Yeah. So, but, you know, that doesn't mean that you stop fighting for your values.
I'm
Amen
sad.
To that.
Yeah.
Michigan is a big state, y'all. Canvas, get out there if you're in the area. Make phone calls. Do what you got to do to support whatever candidate you're choosing to support.
Yes. Rosie the Riveter is trending because of the woman who was
Rosie.
The model for Rosie the Riveter has died at the age of 95.
Oh my gosh.
Long live Rosie the Riveter.
Amen to that.
Rosalind Walter.
Is that her name?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
That's dope that her name was actually Rosalind.
Mm-hmm.
The Way Back is Google trending. I don't think it's bought. It's that new Ben Affleck movie. And it's getting...
Is that one where he's a coach?
Yeah, an alcoholic coach.
That comes in during all my sporting events, and I'm like, is this a fake commercial?
Right. The,
It's just weird.
I think we asked the question on a recent episode whether, like, the alcoholism is just written into all of his scripts because his face is so puffy, but I think it's I think that's actually a big part of the story, is that he is like recovering from addiction. He is a widower, I think. Is that right? Man who's
I've only seen trailers where he's going, come on.
Yeah I can promise you they're not a better team.
It's trending and people are saying he's like great
in it.
Really?
And yeah, so all of that to say, we were wrong.
Oh my
gosh. It's getting great reviews.
Wow.
And he's apparently very good.
His face is so puffy.
Yeah. I mean
I've seen it in motion, but I haven't seen a still photo. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Good for him. Good for him.
He's doing research for the role or whatever.
What?
That's not wrong to say.
Oh, I thought,
people live, you know, actors live full lives full of tragedy and, you know, so that they can more fully embody.
Amen.
Yeah, no, it was a shitty thing I said. I apologize. And Draymond is trending. Draymond, so he said that Barkley should stop before I take his job. He also can't talk basketball with me either. Not smart enough, not qualified, no rings, can't sit at this table. And people were pointing out that, you know, Draymond is, Charles Barkley won an MVP, which is not even close.
I mean, if we're
to,
going off of rings, sure, but you wouldn't, but Draymond, you wouldn't have won shit without
right.
your, without the better
rings
players
thing
on
is
your
a
team.
Little bit overrated at
it's,
this point.
It's like, all right, great. Was Robert Horry better than Kobe? No, don't
right.
like, get out. Ugh, I hate
that. 11-time All-Star, made first and second team All-NBA 10 times.
Charles Barkley's a legend.
Charles yeah. Barkley's a fucking legend. Shut up, Draymond.
I think the only, I mean, to be honest with you, all of that stuff comes out in these defensive moments when a player is insecure in their own play and they project that insecurity onto whoever is throwing legitimate yeah. criticism their way.
Yeah.
We've seen it before, and we'll see it again.
This guy at Get Nick Right tweeted about how this is just the logical, natural progression of the insane rings are all that matter line of reasoning that
yeah,
has
ridiculous.
Infected so much sports discourse.
Mm.
You see Steph Curry's game back, first game back?
I'm about to see a second game back because they play the Sixers
nice.
Tonight or tomorrow
he
night.
He was throwing some like really strong left-hand only passes
wow.
flawlessly, which was great.
Wow.
Yeah, great to see him. It's like great to have, if the NBA feels a little bit better with him back
a little
on the court.
Fuller.
If it's been a weird season without the Splash Brothers, I have to say.
Indeed.
Yeah.
No, he certainly splashed one. You see that three from just
yep.
outside? Oh, man.
At did you the, see the LeBron three from the half court?
Yeah, that was really
from
funny.
The half court.
LeBron James of the Los Angeles Lakers.
Did you see yeah, his Instagram?
The best,
post
team the best team in the West. Yeah, that, right. that beat the Sixers this week. Yeah, I did see that.
All right, Sophie. What?
Oh my God, that's so rude.
Did you see
his own Instagram post about it?
No.
Where he's just talking to
Why,
himself.
Why, yes, I did. Why, yes, I
it's
did.
It's LeBron just going like, me, you won't do it. Me, who are you talking to right now? Me, talking to you, you won't do it. Me, you must not know me that well.
LeBron,
Swish.
LeBron is one of my favorite people to follow.
Yeah, he's great on social media.
He's great. You could just stop there.
Also great on social media. Don't act like you are not the biggest LeBron hater 2 years ago. And I was the biggest LeBron defender.
Mm.
LeBron hater is I just like, I like Kobe more.
Yeah.
I liked Kobe more then. I like Kobe more now.
Curb theme music. Brum, brum, brum,
we could
brum,
argue about
brum.
This for a very long time.
right.
but
I'm just saying that you're talking to me like I'm out on LeBron. I'm a huge LeBron fan. Big
eye contact
team
when you say that.
I'm a huge LeBron fan.
I don't believe
love...
you.
What?
So have you been on this
finally,
podcast?
Speaking of people who are good good follows on social media, Sophie, you wanted to bring a BuzzFeed article that
oh, yes.
sounds like a lot of fun.
26 weird questions Kim Kardashian has asked on Twitter.
Hit me with a couple.
that she needs answers to immediately.
Is that what she says in the thing?
That's
the
title. That's the title of the article.
Okay.
How come doctors never get sick when they see sick people every day?
Because they wash their hands.
Also, they do get sick all
yeah.
the time.
I was
yeah.
like, someone just said, you are fine as hell, but why hell? Why not heaven?
Uh-huh.
Solid question. That's like when Kanye made that comment about how diets should be called livets, and I was like, you know what?
Uh-huh.
It sounds stupid,
I mean,
but I get it.
That's
them sitting around at their house, like, so fucking smart, just, like, saying the wildest shit.
Tweeting it out and people being yeah. like, yo, galaxy brain.
right. What else we got?
Hit me with another.
Anyone know exactly where Rack City is?
Where Rack City?
These are not real questions. This is a BuzzFeed clickbait article that Kim Kardashian has not gotten to her lawyers fast enough to say, can you take my name off that stupid article, please?
They're so stupid. It's so funny.
Wait, what is Rack City?
Rack City, bitch. The song by Tyga.
Rack City, bitch.
Oh, got it.
Tan, 20, something or other. Anyway.
And then she tweeted, how do you spell tanorexic anyway? Is that even a real word?
Uh-huh. Got it. I thought you were just going to end at spell. How do you spell?
Boom.
All right. Give me your favorite one. We'll go out on your favorite one, Sophie.
My mom's AOL account has been hacked. Why do people hack? So lame. So if anyone gets an email from my mom, not her.
Why do people hack?
Wow.
Why do people hack? A question from Kim.
Yeah.
Noted.
She asked the big ones, you know? Well, shit.
I just think it's funny that that was like the top thing on BuzzFeed's page today.
Classic BuzzFeed.
Why do people hack? Sophie, where can people find you and follow you?
You can find me on Twitter.
Okay. Yeah, no, I know, but tell them what your handle is.
I know.
Do you want them to follow you?
Yeah, you can definitely follow me. I post lots of pictures of Anderson.
And your at is?
And I yell at Robert Evans a lot. It's Y_Sophie_Y.
Why, nice. Sophie, why? Nice.
Which is the question I ask myself every time I log into that app.
Oh, that is smart. You should ask yourself that. DJ Danil, where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter and twitch.tv at DJ _Danil. Come watch me play video games. We'll make jokes together. It's a lot of fun.
That sounds fun.
It's not bad.
You
it's
can
not the
find me at Jack_O'Brien. And every once in a while, I'll be up in the middle of the night with my baby children and tweeting random shit.
I love it. I love it.
I was trying to come up with like the lame dad version of your "Hey, come hang out with me and play video games."
I'm pretty sure what I said was the lame version. Anyway, you're all good. You have a cool version. You have a family.
That's cool. Just big dad energy today.
Super
without
dad energy.
Miles to keep me in check. I got real daddy.
You're a cool dude, man.
Hey, thanks, guys. All right, that's going to do it for this week. You guys have a great weekend. We'll be back on Monday, and we'll talk to you then. Bye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.